After U.S. and British financing for the Aswan High Dam evaporated, Nasser nationalized the Suez Canal Company, July 1956, offering compensation and asserting Egyptian sovereignty. Britain, France, and Israel launched a coordinated military operation to seize the canal and weaken Nasser. They achieved tactical gains but ran into overwhelming U.S. and Soviet diplomatic financial pressure and exited under U.N. terms. The crisis marked a watershed. It exposed European imperial limits, validated Nasser's anti-colonial legitimacy, and nudged Washington into a more direct security role in the Arab world. For Arab audiences, Suez made Egypt the pole of revolutionary Arab leadership, accelerating alignment struggles that would flash into the open by 1958.